CJ Moore, Brian Edwards in the last hour as kick times come about, networks. The Wisconsin-Nebraska game is on a flex day on November 18th. That could be an NBC Peacock primetime game. And then also, Nebraska-Michigan's, I think more than likely will be, well, they only got two options. The big noon kickoff, or it'll be a primetime game. Because the only other
game... You called primetime from the beginning.
The only other, well, if you go back to the last time Michigan was in Lincoln, when that was supposed to be the game that Nebraska was back, mm-hmm. I mean, Lincoln was, I haven't felt that in Lincoln pregame in a long, long time before Nebraska-Michigan, and you know how that game ended up. But the only other game of note on that day in the Big Ten is Michigan State-Iowa. So Nebraska-Michigan is the game of the day on September 30th. But I think Nebraska-Wisconsin will be – that'll get your NBC Peacock.
You were saying a sip, too, but the Michigan State-Washington game, for that being streaming only, like, come on. Like, really.
I know it's a trend. I know it's the future.
I'm with you, but
– but we have to – if we want to grow sports, you have to make it easier on people to find your game.
Yes.
And the fact that that's a really, really good game –
right.
Washington, and with Michael Penix and Coach DeBoer, they're a top 15 team.
Mm-hmm.
You can only stream that game?
Right.
Nah, moving on. What else is on TV? What other game?
It's kind of like, remember we were talking about during the college basketball season, the way it worked out is you had Kansas and Iowa State that were both top 10 teams at the time. In fact, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it was almost a top five matchup. And that was an ESPN Plus only. It was like, wow. Talk about missing the boat on that one as opposed to having that as a big Monday matchup. So I know it's happened before in sports, but, man, with college football and starting to do a little bit more streaming, I understand you want to kind of dip your toe into it, but a matchup like that, especially notable programs like that, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
You're just not going to watch.
Okay. It's about ratings in eyeballs on TV than butts and seats.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's a business model. You want to drive up subscriptions. You think... we're complaining a little bit about that, but I think we have every right to.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Big 12.
Right.
Look at the Big 12 schedule. There are a lot of games on ESPN Plus.
Yep.
Like a significant amount in the first 3 weeks of the season. It's kind of tough to find some good Big 12 football in the first 3 weeks. They put them a lot on ESPN Plus. They want to drive up the subscriptions, but you're making it harder and harder on fans to find your game.
Yep.
And I don't think that's good for the sport of college football.
I totally agree.
All right, CJ Moore, we'll talk college basketball coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll make you some money with Brian Edwards coming up as well before we're done on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.